From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Claire Strimple. Today is the first day of the fall semester at the University of Alaska Southeast. As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, the school's operations look a little closer to normal compared to this time last year.
The University of Alaska campus in Juneau welcomed about 140 students at its new student orientation last week. The event was held in person this time instead of over Zoom like last fall, where just dozens of students participated. Lori Klein is a vice chancellor at the school. She says they're offering a mix of online and in-person courses, whereas most classes were online a year ago.
There's a lot of great energy on campus today. It feels really good. The students are really engaged with each other and with the staff. And so here we are. We're off and getting ready to go and very excited.
Masks are still required at school-sponsored events and on campus, except inside students' private residences. And social distancing is encouraged when possible. All 200 or so students living on campus were required to get a COVID-19 vaccine unless they'd been approved for an exemption.
And this is a process we have available for all of our vaccines. So if you live on campus, there's a wide number of vaccines that we require you to have, not just COVID. But we follow the state of Alaska religious and medical exemption process. And so students fill out a form and have it notarized and provide that.
More students are able to live on campus this year, but Klein says some rooms are still reserved for quarantine housing.
We've carved out housing available to relocate students who have been exposed to someone who is COVID positive or who get sick themselves, space on campus where we can still provide them all of our services. But it allows them to either wait out test results or isolate should they test positive.
Nearly 1,200 students are enrolled this year, down about 5% from last fall. Klein says there was a bit of an artificial bump in enrollment at that time due to COVID.
We think the difference is that so many people waited until the middle of August last year to make decisions. And when particularly schools and other places decided to go online, a lot of students ended up staying in Juneau. And so we had a huge influx of students who eventually went to other places. And we don't have that this year.
Klein says students were very compliant with COVID-19 mitigation measures last year, and the school experienced very few outbreaks. She hopes that trend will continue this semester. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
Humpback whales were hit hard by the blob, a warm weather event that killed off all kinds of sea life in the North Pacific. Researchers at Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve say the humpback population is now rebounding. The reflection of Mount Wright ripples on the glassy water of Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve until a humpback breaks the surface for a huge mouthful of fish. Chris Gabriel is a biologist with the Park Service. She's been observing whales here for over 30 years. But the sight of one of the mammals up so close still wows her. She snaps a few photos and checks them.
So that's identifiable enough for us to tell what individual that is. Oh, sorry. Gotta go.
Whales are recognizable by their unique dorsal fins and flukes. That's the tail. The photos and a log of the whale's coordinates are the two newest entries in a data set that stretches back to 1973. It may be the longest-running humpback study in the world. Some of the whales have returned here for more than 40 years. Some are older than Gabriel. And it's long-term observational data like this that makes it possible to correlate changes in the ocean with their effects on the species that live there. Researchers could track the severity of a recent marine heat wave because the population sank by more than 70%, then stayed low. But lately, there's a glimmer of hope in the data. The humpback population is growing.
It's been really encouraging last year and this year to start to see the number of calves we've been seeing. After the marine heat wave, which really depressed their reproduction and their population, it really does point to the resilience of these animals, and so it really gives me hope that when the conditions are good, they're really very resilient.
Remember the blob? From 2014 to 2016, Consistent, record-high ocean temperatures in the northern Pacific decimated the humpback population that visits the preserve. The year before the blob, Gabriel counted an all-time high of more than 160 whales. The next year, only a quarter of them came back. And that two-year heat wave had a three-year hangover. The humpback population stayed low until last year. This study reveals how deeply the marine ecosystem was affected.
So the whales were kind of a sentinel that showed us what happened. Otherwise, we would not really have known. And I think it's important to keep doing this work because we can come back in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years and look at what the whales are telling us.
The numbers aren't quite up to where they used to be, but Gabriel expects the population to stay healthy as long as ocean conditions stay stable. But that's not a guarantee.
It wouldn't be surprising if there's another blob event in the next 10 or 20 years.
John Walsh is the chief scientist at the International Arctic Research Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's anticipating another oceanic heat wave because his lab has attributed events like the blob to human-caused climate change. He studies the blob through the lens of Arctic sea ice, and he found that, like whales, ice recovered somewhat a few years after the warming.
Well, we'll have these modest recoveries after the big events, and then there'll be another big extreme somewhere down the road.
In other words, each time the ecosystem takes a hit, it bounces back. But each time it bounces back a little less. He says we can count on that for the next few decades.
The system has inertia in it. It's like a freight train. You can put on the brakes, but it's not going to stop on a dime. It might stop in half a mile. So I think we basically have to be ready for more of the consequences of what we've already done.
Back in the park, a mama whale and her baby come up to breathe together. Their backs are slick, dark arches on the water. The pair is a sign of the ecosystem righting itself, for now. Gabriel puts the boat in gear as she jots down the time of their breath. She knows she has only a few minutes until the whales surface again. Reporting in Glacier Bay, I'm Claire Strimple for KTOO. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to everyone age 16 and older. It's the first COVID-19 vaccine to get full approval from federal regulators. The Pfizer vaccine still has an emergency use authorization for children aged 12 to 15. Following the approval, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services released a statement saying that getting vaccinated is the most important step Alaskans can take to stop the pandemic and save lives. It hopes that the FDA's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine will encourage more people to get the shots. Statewide, 54% of eligible Alaskans are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. In Juneau, nearly 78% of the eligible population has gotten their shots. Two other COVID-19 vaccines, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, are still being administered under the FDA's emergency use authorizations. City officials announced 63 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. That includes 57 residents and 6 non-residents. 4 people are currently being treated at Bartlett Regional Hospital. The Juneau School District reports 4 individuals who've tested positive for COVID-19 and were infectious while in school, according to a city media release. 2 of those were at Auk Bay Elementary, 1 at Harborview Elementary, and 1 at Zantikahini Middle School. According to the city, those new cases did not result in any classroom closures. The state reported 1,110 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. Of those, 1,050 are residents and 60 are non-residents. Anyone who is 12 years old or older is eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine. In Juneau, call 907-586-6000 or go to juneau.org/vaccine to make an appointment. Today is sunny with a high of 66 degrees. Clouds are likely to build tonight, and there's a low chance of rain later. Rain up to a quarter of an inch is predicted Tuesday. That rain should continue through Thursday at least.